Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Again, New England, really leading this charge. New Hampshire is weighing in on the issue right now. D.C., though, also got into the mix, voting last week to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other parts of the U.S. That has to be approved because of the special situation of D.C. by the National Congress that we have. And President Obama has said he doesn't really see a need for federal same-sex marriage laws, but question is, could it happen anyway? Is this a juggernaut or just a few states weighing in? Suzanne Goldberg is a professor at Columbia Law School, director of the Gender and Sexuality Law Program. Suzanne, thanks for coming on. And it seems like there's some momentum here. Is this a national momentum or just a handful of states?
Well, I think there's extraordinary momentum right now, whether we call it, and it certainly is national in the sense that the entire country, I think, is paying attention to these issues, that the entire country, I think, is seeing that, like it or not, things are changing in this area, and that, in fact, for many, many people and for increasing majorities of younger people, whether gay people marry or not, is really the significance of it is most people think that gay couples should be able to marry, especially in the younger demographic. They just don't get the big deal.
Do you really have statistics that say most people think that gay people should be allowed to marry, not just have civil unions?
I think that the trend is in that direction. Certainly, if you polled every person in the if you polled people across age groups, the results are more mixed. But the trend is clear, and certainly among the younger demographic is quite clear. And I think the point really is that for most younger people, the differences between gay and straight and bisexual are just benign variation, right? There certainly are differences, but they're not differences that are interesting or most younger people think, or certainly not differences that should be the basis for discrimination. We've seen that change in the way that people look at employment, and now we're seeing that change in the way that people look at marriage.
Suzanne, but we're also seeing a certain amount of dissonance here. I mean, in California, when people were asked in a voting booth to make the exact same decision, whether they thought it was a big deal or not, or whether it was something that actually inspired the fire in their blood, they voted against having a legal opportunity in California for same-sex couples to get married. So the question is how it's asked as much as whether anecdotally people are feeling that this isn't a big deal or that gay couples should be allowed to express their own sort of freedoms.
I certainly agree with you. The question is very much in how it's asked and then in all of the media messaging that goes around, however the question is asked. If people believe that they are being asked, will my religion have to change if the state marries gay couples, that does arouse a set of questions, of fear, of anxiety among many, many people. If the question is asked in a way that makes clear that religious communities will continue to do whatever they choose to do without interference of the state and that the marriage that is put, say, on the ballot in California or is being debated by legislatures is purely civil marriage, that is the way in which the state recognizes relationships, you get a different set of answers. Because when you think about it, when states are offering marriage and civil union, what they're really doing is recreating an existing bureaucracy, saying we have a bureaucracy of marriage, but now we're going to create the same thing for a different set of people. And when we think about that and people's concerns about government waste, among other things, that leads the analysis down a different road.
Suzanne, what about portability? It's a big question. If you get married in Maine as a lesbian or gay couple, you can go to Tennessee and your marriage may not be recognized. Is portability going to become an issue?
Portability is already an issue and will continue to be an issue for as long as we have this patchwork of states, some that recognize marriages of same-sex couples and some that don't. And it's a very, very serious problem. We have seen and heard many tragic stories, including of people being excluded from hospital rooms, certainly on a less dramatic scale, but still very difficult for the individual couples involved. People just trying to figure out the morass of different laws that apply to them where they are. But essentially, it's right, most married couples travel across the country and feel comfortable knowing that their marriage stays with them as they cross state borders, and that is just not the case for same-sex couples today.
Well, Professor Goldberg, thanks so much. We have been talking with Suzanne Goldberg, professor of law at Columbia Law School and director of the Gender and Sexuality Law Program.